This is Dr. Olivera dictating the dictating on October 10, 2022. The first patient is Michael Bennett. The last name is B-E-N-N-E-T-T. Mr. Bennett is a 54-year-old black male who has a lengthy history of end-stage renal disease. That we believe is hypertension related with nephrosclerosis, period. The patient has had complications regarding the cardiovascular system, atrial fibrillation, and is evaluated by the cardiologist as well as a remote history of stroke without any sequela. The patient started hemodialysis in 2015 and he's receiving treatments on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, 4 hours period. The patient has a history of thoracic aneurysm that was evaluated and treated by the vascular surgeons in Tampa, period, and now he is trying to complete the workup in order to be active in the transplant list, period. It has been rather difficult to obtain a clearance from the vascular surgeon that treated him in Tampa, despite the fact that we have calls to the doctor's office. We will continue to pursue that clearance because it's important for the patient. The patient continues to be asymptomatic. The blood pressure when he comes to dialysis is slightly elevated, but he says that he doesn't take medication prior to the dialysis. When he leaves the premises, the blood pressure is under control. In the review systems, denies the presence of weakness, tiredness, general malaise, fever, or shaking chills. In the cardiovascular, denies the presence of chest pains, palpitations, or skipping beats. In the respiratory, no shortness of breath, cough, or sputum production. Gastrointestinal, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain. GI is without it. No evidence of bruits, no evidence of masses that are palpated. In the GU, unremarkable, and musculoskeletal, unremarkable. To the physical examination, we have a patient that is alert, oriented, that is in no distress. The blood pressure is 137. Over 84, the respiratory rate is 16, the temperature 97.8, and the pulse is 71 regular. The patient head is normocephalic. There is evidence of baldness. The eyes with normal conjunctiva, normal sclera, the mouth well papillary, tongue, no evidence of pharyngeal infection. The neck is supple, no jugular vein distension. The lungs are clear to auscultation and percussion. The heart is regular in rhythm, no S3, no S4. The abdomen is soft, depressible, without rebound or gone. Without rebound or guarding. The genitalia is with normal limits for the patient's age and sex, extremities, pain, pulses, and no evidence of edema. Assessment number one, end-stage renal disease on hemodialysis. Nephrosclerosis is the most likely explanation for this kidney disease. Number two, arterial hypertension. Number three, the patient has peripheral vascular disease, a remote history of stroke, and he has also a history of thoracic aortic aneurysm that was treated in Tampa. Following number, diastolic dysfunction. Following number, secondary hyperparathyroidism. Following number, a remote history of gout. Following number, hyperphosphatemia. Following number, anemia related to CKD. Period.